Start the show. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Lem Me Know. I'm your host, Angel Lem. Thank you guys for checking out last week's episode, last week's solo bolo. I really appreciate you guys' support. This week I bring you another solo bolo, solo bolo 31. Thank you guys for your messages. Thank you guys for your support. I appreciate it. And yeah, I'm just here doing another solo bolo. For any new listeners that do not know what a solo bolo is, basically, I read some affirmations, I read some quotes, I talk about my week, my month, whatever. If I miss the month, I talk about a month. But if I miss a week or something eventful happens in my life, I talk about it. So, yeah, so today we sit down, we're going to talk about being patient. You know, that's something that I struggle a lot with. I don't know if you guys struggle with it yourselves, but yeah, I'm not the most patient person in the world. And I thought, you know what, let's talk about it. Let's talk about not being patient, and maybe we could help each other out. Maybe my nonsense will bring you some peace of mind, and maybe I just get lucky and I say something that it sparks in your mind and it helps you be more patient. Hopefully it helps me be more patient. So yeah, I'm gonna read a quote as well. And yeah, so for my any current event that I have last week was Mother's Day, and it was pretty cool. I spent it with my mom. You know, I went to work, spent it with my mom, and I took her out to eat. We saw a movie, which I'm not a big fan of that movie. I saw it and I didn't really like it, but I still want you to see it for some reason, just to tell me if I'm wrong, if I'm full of shit or whatever. But so yeah, so I took her out to eat. I took her to Mexicanas in Long Beach. For anybody that does not know, it's a cross between Mexican food and hibachi food, and it's really good. The thing that I want to talk about is, no knock on them, I'm fully aware it's a holiday. Mother's Day was a holiday last Sunday, and we didn't have the best experience, but it was still pretty good. I'm not gonna lie, we did enjoy ourselves. So I get off work, pick up my mom after church, and she tells me she's hungry. I was like, all right, let's go get something to eat. And I've always wanted to take my mom to Mexicanas. The thing is that whenever I wanted to, either my uncles are here, and I take them to this spot called the Bun Shop in K-Town, and which is my favorite place to go eat. And whenever, like, after I took them, I saw they want to eat, and I've been wanting to take her. Like, the only time she goes out is after church, but she goes out with her church friends during a holiday, like her birthday, Mother's Day, you know, and or when my uncles are here, or my uncle's here. So, you know, she really doesn't go out, and I wanted to take her there. Maybe you're saying, how come you just don't take it to her? Because it's not the same. I want her to have it fresh, you know, as soon as it comes out. And so you know, I go and I had the idea, you know, I could take her there. So the movie that we want to see is in Downey, all right? And she got her church at 1. So we go over there to my mom, do you want to try this new place? And she says, yes, all right. So we go, we get there, and I tell I talk to the girl, I place my order. She's like, well, you know what? It's probably going to take from 30 to 40 minutes for your food to be ready. I was like, all right, no problem. It was like 120, like 1:15. I was like, yeah, we're like, the movie doesn't start till 2:30. I was like, all right, we got plenty of time. All right, so I placed my order. We're waiting. And it's already past the 40 minutes. It's like, yeah, it's the 40 minute mark. I was like, all right, well, my food should be ready. That they told me 30 to 40. I gave them 40 minutes. And they're like, hey, so it's probably going to be another 15 minutes. And by this time, it's like 1:50. I was like, oh, man, like, we have a movie to watch. It's like, yeah, it's because somebody, like, our head chef called out sick and we're really short-staffed. And somebody placed a big order. I was like, okay. And I was going to tell them, like, why don't you just give me my stuff and then play, like, and you just give me some of their, like, the stuff you made for them. And and just, you know, make the big order after, like. And but I was like, no, you know, that they probably placed it months in advance or weeks in advance. And it is Mother's Day. I was like, all right, so 15 more minutes? It's like, yeah, 15 more minutes. I was like, all right, cool. All right, so I tell my mom. She's like, you know how moms are. Like, oh, my God, I'm so hungry. I'm starving. She just took me to get a burger. Like, I would have been sufficed. I was like, but yeah, but I wanted you to try something new. Like, I've been wanting to bring you here. She's like, okay, fine. And I was like, all right. So by this time, it's already like 1:10. No, 2:10, 2:15. And I go back. I was like, hey, so it's already 15. Like, is my food ready? It's like, yeah, sorry, man. Like, we're still making the food. Like, we're still getting, like, right now we're still finishing up their, like, the big order. And the people, it was two girls. They were right there next to us. I didn't want, like, I was like, fuck, like, I don't want them to feel bad. Like, it's not their fault, and it's not my fault either. But because originally I thought, you know, it's 15 minutes, fine. Like, I was like, all right, but I was like, fuck, like, this movie's in Downey. We're in Long Beach. It's gonna take like 25 minutes to get there, and the movie starts in 10 minutes. I was like, I told my mom, so we get our food right now. Do you want to eat? Like, can you eat in the car while I drive, and then I'll just eat mine inside the theater? And she's like, but what about you? I'm like, well, I could just eat inside the theater. She's like, oh, okay. I knew she didn't want to do that. So I was like, fuck. All right, let me look at this movie. And the reason why the movie part is so important is because they're not showing this movie just anywhere. It's only like selective movie theaters. And that's the reason why I couldn't go to AMC, like one up by the block, like close by. And it's every, like, they're showing, like, at Downey, they're only showing this movie at that one time. And so there's another place in Downey that I saw that they're gonna play the movie at like 3:45. I was like, fine. And I look at the seating chart and there's only three seats left, and it's like two next to each other and one in the back of them. I was like, man, I'm not even gonna get to sit next to them. I was like, whatever. Oh, and I forgot to mention this, it wasn't just me and my mom takes her kids, and she had a kid with her. So I was like, fuck, like, you know, like, he's probably hungry. I haven't ate all day. I just got off of work. I got off of work like at 10 something. And then I had two choices, either to eat or to sleep. And I was like, well, I'd rather sleep. That way I won't be falling asleep while I drive with her. Now I'm thinking about safety first. And I'm a good son. You know, I'm a good son. So I was like, fine, whatever. So I get the tickets because I didn't want somebody else to get them. And I forgot to do that with the other theater. I was just gonna show up. I figured, like, nobody wants to watch this movie. And now I look at that one, I was like, oh shit, like, people want to watch this movie. So we finally get our, like, 2.5 hours later, we get, no, an hour and a half hours later, we finally get our food. And yeah, and it was good. It's just, it was a whole adventure. And I don't even know why I said all this. Maybe I just wanted you guys to go through the struggle with me. It was a really, like, it was kind of stressful. Like, I'm trying to give my mom the best time, and I'm trying to, like, make sure she eats, I eat, and we go to this movie. And the movie's called Y Él Cómo Es. Oh, no, Y Cómo Es Él. It's with Omar Chaparro and, I don't know, the rest of the cast. Mauricio Ochman and Zuri Vega. So, we go watch this movie, and basically it's about this guy. He goes to Veracruz, and I didn't like this movie, by the way, because I was like, what the fuck, that's stupid. But anyway, so it's about this guy. he finds out his wife is cheating on him, and like you first you think the other main character is like this like fancy guy, because he starts out with him taking out this girl like to a fancy dinner at this big hotel, and he's just like kind of like a pilot, but then you find out he's a taxi driver. So this guy follows him, you know, to like this restaurant, and he buys a taser, and he's imagining like what he's gonna do to him. So he goes like he goes behind him and tases him, and then he like waterboards him and he tortures him, but he's pretty much daydreaming. So he's about to do it, but then he chickens out and he sees that guy's taxi, and he's like, all right, I'm gonna fuck this guy's taxi up then. So he starts scratching his paint, and he goes for the tires and he tries to pop him. He can't do it. And he finally goes like super hard and he stabs himself, and like through the blood of the paint, he ends up fainting. And like next scene, it's him inside the taxi with the guy that the wife has been cheating on him with. So he's like, hey, so like, what, did you see the guy that stabbed you? Cause he also scratched up my paint and we need to like find this guy. He's like, what? No, I don't know who did it. He's like, so what brings you to Veracruz? And he's like, what do you mean? Like, yeah, you're from Mexico City, right? It's like, how do you know? He's like, it was because I took you to the hospital and you're cursing me out and you didn't want any care. So I looked through your wallet and I saw that you're going to Mexico City. So I'll take you for cheap and you could tell me what's wrong, because I could tell there's something wrong with you. So he like, his wife calls the guy and he's like, so where are you at? Did you get the job? And she's like, no, I don't know yet. Like, so where are you going now? Like, well, I'm gonna go to this other place, this other city. I don't know what city, but I know Veracruz, Monterrey, I think he said, and I'm gonna see if I get a job there. She's like, well, did you take your gray suit with the ties? Like, yeah, I took it. I know how to dress myself. It's like, I know. I was just asking. So what else are you gonna ask me? Are you gonna tell me how to tie my tie? He's like, well, no, I was just asking. And then the other guy, the taxi driver, he calls the wife, and then she's like, hold on, I have another call. And then she's like, the guy's like, so hey, what are you wearing? Like, why are you calling me? The wife says. He's like, well, what are you wearing? He's like, I told you not to call me anymore. He's like, I'm gonna go to Mexico City. You're gonna wait for me there, or wait for me. I don't know what the fuck he meant. Whatever. And then he's like, I don't want you to come. Don't come. He's like, I'm gonna go. I have this passenger, and we're going. And this passenger was this girl's husband. So anyway, so basically they drive, they become great friends, and at the end, the guy asked the girl, like, why did you cheat on me with him? And then she's like, it's cause you wouldn't pay attention to me. And because as soon as you lost your job, you changed. Like, I became the breadwinner. And when I got an award, you said all trophies are just paperweights. And I went to a bar and this guy went up to me. He made me laugh. And then one thing led to another and I slept with him. But it's your fault, because whenever like I accomplished something, you'd be mad. Like, you haven't laughed with me, you haven't kissed me, you haven't said I love you. Like, why is it so hard for you to say that? And then basically he became the bad guy because she chose to cheat on him. And then the husband forgives the taxi driver because he slept with his wife. Like, what kind of stupid shit is that? Like, what, why? And then they became best friends at the end. Like, what kind of dumb shit is that? Like, I don't know, but watch it for yourself. Maybe I didn't see something. I would say that's my check it out of the day, but it's not. So I don't know what it is yet. I'll come up with something shortly, but yeah. So hopefully you guys, if you're a mother, hopefully you guys celebrate it with your family. And if you have a wife, hopefully, and you have kids, hopefully you guys celebrate it peacefully, did something nice, and hopefully you did something for your moms. Don't forget, your moms are very important. And if your mom is no longer with us, hopefully you guys had her in your memory, and at least you had their favorite meal or their favorite dessert on to remember them by, or you want to visit them. So yeah, so hopefully you guys had a great day. And I have something. All right, so something happened to my girl on when she was selling. So maybe it ties in with this week's topic of being patient. So they were selling, and where they sell, there's a food truck, and they're not really parked right next to them. They're, I guess, like a nice site. I guess this food truck's been there for a while, and I mean, they just happened to be there, you know. Her family, they're longshoremen, and they told them this is a great spot, you know, for you to sell. There's just no other vendor but a food truck, and they decided to sell there. And today they had an incident where the food truck started harassing them. All right, so what kind of shit is that? Like, that's the whole crab mentality. Like, why would you harass anybody? I'm not gonna say the name, but yeah, be better, people. If you have that type of mentality of, just because I'm here, I deserve it. I deserve to be here. I've been here the longest. Then anybody that sits here, I'm gonna bully them. Like, that's a shitty way of thinking. So if you know this food truck, tell them to be better. I don't think they deserve me saying their name. But if you live in Wilmington and you frequent this food truck over here at the port, tell them to be better. All right, like, bullying people, what is that gonna get you? Shouldn't your product speak for you? Like, if people are gonna support you, they're gonna buy your stuff regardless if anybody sets up, because you have a reputation. And apparently they've been selling for years. They got kicked out of the regular spot, and now they have to drive around, and my girl just so happened to set up right next to them, and they decided to record them and to tell them they're gonna call health inspectors. Like, what kind of shit is that? Like, why would you do that? And it's like Latinos, Hispanics, it's raza, basically. Like, we should get away from this mentality. Like, in my opinion, if your product is good, and if you've been here for like that long of a time, shouldn't your product like speak for itself? Shouldn't people come and support you because they know you? Like, why would they go to something that they don't know? If they like your stuff, if you've been there for years, months, and somebody sets up next to you, like, why would they support the other people if your stuff is good, right? And all the people that have been buying my girl's stuff, they've been telling that her stuff is way better. And I could be an asshole. I could be over here telling you to do something to them. But that's not the type of person I am. And it sucks and hurts me because, like, you're asking my girl, and like, we're trying to make a business. We're trying to set up something. And I'm like, my way of thinking is, like, isn't this where you started? Don't tell me you had the money out of nowhere to buy a food truck. Didn't it come out of something like an idea? Like, I want to sell food. Maybe you sold it at your house. Maybe you starting out like they are, selling it from making the stuff at home and selling out of a cooler. Like, and my girl's stuff is all, I mean, she makes her own bread. Like, she makes sure it's good product. Like, she spends time making her own bread. Like, she actually makes sure that her product is good. And it sucks that this thing, that this company, whatever the fuck this is, decides that, oh no, you're not gonna sell where we're at. Like, some gang shit mentality. Like, what kind of stupid shit is that? Like, we're all here preaching and saying that, oh, it's about raza and we're gonna support each other. But that only comes when you need the support. Like, well, what happens when somebody else needs the support? You're gonna try to shut them down? So, anyways, That's a little rant that I had in my mind, in my heart, that I needed to get out there. And yeah, so please support us, because apparently we got haters now. And I mean, we must be doing something right if we got people trying to shut us down, right? Like, do they feel they can't compete with us? Because, like, we didn't go up to them and try to shut them down or do anything bad against them. Like, we're not even taking clientele. Are we doing a setting up somewhere and letting the people come to us? And then now we got repeat customers. And we've been there for, what, not even a month yet. Shouldn't that say something about their product? Why do they feel we're taking their customers? We're not advertising. Like, the only advertising we do is on Instagram. So yeah, so I don't know. It's just kind of funny, kind of really stupid. It just got me a little upset. Just for my girl's sake. She doesn't deserve that. So yeah, so let's move on to our affirmations. So for anybody that does not know, I do affirmations. Remember, these affirmations are going to be geared towards being patient. Like I said, this is something I suffer with. Like, I wish I could go up to them and say something, but I'm not, because I got more patience in my heart. I got more patience that let things work out on their own. Maybe we need to go somewhere else. Maybe they need to go somewhere else. But yeah, so today's episode, today's affirmation is gonna be geared towards patience. And like I said, I hope I could use some patience. Definitely use some patience. After this, I'm gonna read a quote that stood out to me this week. So remember, you could say them after me, you could say them while I'm saying them. I do other affirmations on every other solo bolo, so go check out previous solo bolo to see what affirmations I do, and hopefully they help you. At the end of the day, this is what I want to help you. You know, it helps me, makes me feel better once I read them. My day goes by better. So I hope to accomplish the same for you. All right. So I'm going to start. Today I choose patience. I am filled with calm and stillness. I trust that everything will happen in its own time. The universe will give me everything I desire when it is the right time. I breathe in love and patience. So let's take a deep breath. Breathe in that love. All right, now let's breathe in that patience. All right. I'll feel at ease while waiting. The seas are calm and I am drifting happily. I pause to listen. I feel content to wait. I relax the muscles in my jaw. Relax those jaws. And my neck. All right, let's do some exercises. Let's do a roll real quick. I have all the patience in the world. I am filled with patience and peace. The universe has divine timing. You can't control it, people. You can't control it. Just let the universe do its thing. I treat others with patience and respect. I listen with patience and love. I am filled with calm acceptance. All good things are coming to me. I relax and enjoy the journey. My heart is open to miraculous things that will happen to me. I am committed to my soul's purpose, regardless of how long it takes. Healing takes time, and I embrace the process. All right, guys. Hopefully, you guys did that. Hopefully, you guys took that in. Hopefully, it helped you. Remember, you could always go back and listen to them again. Repeat after me. And hopefully, you guys are full of patience today. I know we need it sometimes. You know, sometimes we want things right away, and that's just not the way things work. It's like the like that meme or that video on Instagram. Can you skip to the good part? If you do that, you're not gonna learn anything. You're not gonna take anything from it. If you skip to the good part, sometimes you gotta go through some sadness, through some anger, just so you learn and you know not to make those mistakes. And sometimes to teach others so they could avoid those mistakes. And me, I'm all about making mistakes because that's the only way I learn. Unfortunately, that's the way I learn. I wish I was better, but I'm not. And yeah, so I'm gonna move on to the quote that stood out to me this week. It does not matter how slow you go as long as you do not stop. So like I said, I'm impatient. Sometimes I just want the result. I want the joy thing, the gratification. But now that's not how things work. You know, we gotta work hard sometimes to get those things that we want in life, because it costs for us to lose. It's gonna cost so much. It's gonna hurt us way more if we lose it. So we're gonna work harder in order not to lose it. So, and you know, if it's slow, you're gonna gain experience. You're gonna gain knowledge from it, and people are gonna learn. You know, sometimes people will admire you, and I know it's not about people admiring you and about, you know, praising you, but people will notice, like, man, you work really hard for it. And sometimes that's the reason why they give you a chance, or that's why you earn the respect, because they see your hard work and they admire that hard work. And you know, sometimes it takes years. Just for example, like this podcast, I know I mentioned it so many times, but it is going to be the 5-year anniversary of this show. And people have supported me because they've seen that I put in the work. I put in the work to ask people. I put in the work to research them, to feature them, to do my best, my very best. And if you compare that to when I started, I was very green. I didn't know what I was doing. And those first episodes, like, were kind of embarrassing. And unfortunately, I burned some of those relationships with some of those guests because I was so inexperienced. But now I know what not to do, or kind of like how to steer a podcast episode. For when it went from being impatient and wanted the answers to not listening. And now I know I have to listen to the person and take it in. And I have like this set of questions, and sometimes it's not about the questions. The questions are a guide, but they're not the thing that's going to lead the episode. I'm in control, and have to make sure I'm in control. And those first episodes, I was like so focused on the questions that some of those episodes were super long. And yeah, like I admit, like I at first I would defend it and be like, yeah, you can't get to know somebody in like an hour. You know, like you got, like, you know, it takes years. You know, I need more than that. But that's why you have them back, and that you get to know them, you know. And if it wasn't for the pandemic, for me only having a limited amount of time, then it forced me to do my interviews, be more concise, to make sure I ask the right questions. Before, there was a lot of fillers. There's a lot of like little questions that did not matter, that I used just in case, you know, just in case the podcast was getting a little stale or little born too informational, that I would use, you know, as fun questions. But the pandemic made me feel, you know, you gotta be more. I don't know why I didn't think of this before. Like, people would come all the way over here, or I would go to them, and you know, that's time, that travel time, that they'd be doing something else. That now, as soon as the pandemic, like when I was forced to use Zoom, I was like, no, people are like, they got things to do, you know, like I gotta be more more mindful of their time. And I thought I was being more mindful, but now, just right now, I just came up with it. I was like, why wasn't I thinking about that then? I'm all about respecting people's time, and why wasn't I doing that then? I think it's about not being patient with myself. Like, I guess I didn't feel that I had what it took to be able to give a good interview, that I needed all that. And now that I got a little more patience with myself, you know, I think I've done great interviews. I mean, from what the feedback that people have given me for the past 2 years, people have enjoyed this podcast, and that's helped me grow. And that's all I've ever wanted. I wanted the podcast to grow. And, you know, I wish I was in a better position, like notoriety based, I guess, or in the perspective of people knowing about the show. But that's where my patience comes, you know. Like, I gotta be more patient and understand that, you know, I'm just a regular podcaster, you know, home podcaster. And, you know, people are gonna like me, some people are not gonna like me, and not everybody's gonna give me a chance. And that's hard, you know, that's hard, I guess, for me to understand, because like all I'm doing is trying to do good. Try to bring people on and tell their story, help them. And I guess the part that, you know, that I have a hard time with patience is, like, why wouldn't you give them a chance? Like, why wouldn't you just give them a chance? Like, I know you would want to be given a chance if you were doing something. Like, why wouldn't you do that for somebody else? And I guess, like, 5 years, like, now, like, I thought I'd be in a better, bigger position, like, where, like, more people would know about me. But I know that, with all these breaks that I've taken, I know that's hurt me. But at the same time, like, I need time for myself. I've been going through some stuff, personal stuff, and I guess, like, that patience that I don't have for myself, like, it hurts me, and then it hurts the podcast, and I don't know what to do about it. But, you know, you guys have a lot of patience for me, and I really appreciate that. You know, you guys come in, you listen to me, you see what I'm up to, and maybe me being so vulnerable has helped me, and I didn't think that was a thing. Remember, I used to think that, like, you guys didn't want to listen to me. Like, it was about my guests. And eventually I found out, you know what? Like, I'm the constant person in here. And, you know, I still struggle with that. I'm not going to lie. Like not being able to have a guest on the show has hurt me. My feelings, you know, it's hurt my feelings, because I want people on the show. I want to help people. Like, that's what this show is all about. It's helping people. And when I'm not able to do that, it hurts my feelings. And you know, 5 years now, it's going to be 5 years, and I want to help. I still want to help. And it makes me wonder, like, is this the podcast? Like, with the podcast, is it doing what it's supposed to, what I intended it to do? But maybe now, you know, and that's when I become impatient, but maybe now it's more about helping you guys through your mental health, like helping you guys see that you guys aren't alone through these things. Like, I know I feel like I'm the only one that struggles to this sometimes, and maybe coming on here and telling you guys about what's going on, maybe it helps you guys. And maybe I need to be more patient about the people that I'm reaching. Maybe, like, I thought it was about advertising people's work and life, but maybe now the podcast is something new. Maybe it's not about advertising anymore. Maybe it's about being open about your feelings and open about what's going on in your life and relating to you guys and showing you guys that I mean, I'm not perfect. I've never really claimed to be perfect, but maybe it's more about that. And I need to be more patient when it comes to people that are open to that will find me. And yeah, this is like, I wish I had a million followers and a million listeners, and unfortunately that's not the case. Like I'm struggling to reach 100 now again. Like, before I would hit 100 like, you know, in a week, and now, like, the last episode, it's been 2 weeks and I'm barely at 60. And I don't know, like, my patience is running thin. But I know it's my fault for missing so much. Like, I had momentum and then I lost the momentum. And I just need to be more patient that I'll reach those people again. And I know some of you guys are going through your own things and can't listen to the podcast like you used to. Maybe you found a better one. Maybe I'm not the same person that I used to be that you enjoyed. And I just gotta be patient that the right people will find the show. And that's the way things are right now. Just be patient. Things will work out on its own. And that's something that I do strongly believe, that things will work out at the, like, if they'll work themselves out. Like for me, whenever I try fixing something, I make it worse. So something that I do now is I just try to figure it out. You know, try to, I guess, a higher power, let the universe, let life figure itself out and let it work itself out. And because if I think about the solution now, like, all that pressure will make me do something stupid sometimes. But if I sit on it and I think about it and I'm patient, I just sit with the problem and try to figure it out without doing anything rash, then it works. Like, I find the solution some, like, most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time. I find it that's how I work. When I don't think about things, that's when I find the answers. And maybe that's the way you are. And then that's the way you are. Just sit on it. Sit on the problem. And you'll find the solution to that. The answer to your problem. Alright. Yeah, I think I wandered. My mind wander long enough, right? And hopefully it was helpful. Hopefully me going through this and telling you guys all this has helped you. And I don't know. I hope you guys are better people for it. And I don't know. I'm just out of words right now. I don't know where my mind went, that I just let it wander a lot right now. And yeah, just be patient. Be patient with yourselves. I know you want to be somewhere and you wonder, sometimes we compare ourselves with others, and that's just not the way life is. Like, you're going to get there when you get there, and you don't know other people's circumstances. You don't know when they started, how they started. Maybe they're put in a better position than you. Maybe they made harsh choices that has put them where they're at now, you know? And you can't compare yourself, you know, like that saying, like, the grass is always greener on the other side, but you don't know how much they watered it, what kind of soil they used. They don't know. You don't know what they did to make it so green. Maybe they spray painted it. That's why they took shortcuts. They spray painted it. Then that's why it looks green. But your grass will look as green if you put in the work. If you put in the work to make it green, it will look green. And I suggest you don't paint it green. Put in the work. Because once you see how green it is, you're going to be like, damn, I went through all that to make sure my grass looks better. Then you're gonna thank yourself for that. I know it's hard right now. I know you're probably saying to yourself, no, I want it to be green now. That's not life. That's how life is. Work hard for what you want. Put in the work. You'll thank yourself later. And that way you could teach people. You could teach people on what you did. And you can inspire people to work hard for themselves. And, you know, if this is a business, this is something that you could pass on to your family. They'll see all the work that you had to put in and they'll appreciate it. And they'll work hard for it just so you guys could keep it. To keep it the way it is. To keep it successful. Because they saw all the pain, the suffering that you went through to get to where you're at. So hopefully, like I said, hopefully all this helped you. Remember, make sure you leave a 5-star review on iTunes. Make sure you go on Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star review, leave some words. Make sure you go to iTunes. Make sure you go to Spotify, leave a 5-star review, and make sure you're sharing the podcast with your friends. I know this episode itself was a little rambly, and I appreciate that you've came all the way to the end with me. I'm thankful for that, and thank you for all the support you guys have given me. We're almost at 5 years. Thank you guys for listening for so long. I know I've had my ups and downs, and they haven't all been great, and not like the episodes have been great, but I appreciate you guys keep coming back. and I appreciate that you guys aren't judgmental about me and the things I say, and that you take it in, and that you see that I'm just being honest and I'm telling my story and I'm genuinely trying to help you guys. And that's it for me. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for being here. Remember to follow my food account with my girl, my business account. Make sure you go check out Let Me Eat. We sell food, pastries, sandwiches. So go support us over there. We really appreciate it. All right, that's it for me. Thank you guys for listening. And as always, thank you guys for letting me be part of your day. I guess till next time, I'll see ya. Bye.
This one right here is for the people.
Some of the smartest dummies can't read the language of Egyptian mummies. On a fly go a moon and can't find food for the starving tummies. Pay no mind to the youths, cause it's not like the future depends on it. But save the animals in the zoo, cause the chimpanzee them a make big money. This is how the media pillages, on TV the picture is savages and villages, and the scientists still can't explain the pyramids. Evangelists making a living on the videos of ribs of the little kids, stereotyping the image of the images, and this is what the image is. You buy a car, keep pants, and all of a sudden you are say a Indiana Jones. And I take out the gold and take out the scrolls and even the bird bones. Some of the worst paparazzi I've ever seen and I've ever known. Put the words on this place that the world can see, and that's all that will ever show. So the ones in the west will never move east and feel like it'll be at home. Get tricked by the beast, but the way them go flee when the monster is fully grown. Salamonic lineage where them still can't defeat and them could have never clone. A spiritual DNA that prints in my soul and I will forever own, Lord. We born not knowing, are we born knowing all? We growing wiser, are we just growing tall? Can you read thoughts? Can you read palms? Can you predict the future? Can you see storms coming? The earth was flat, if you went too far you would fall off. Now the earth is round, if the shape changed again everybody would have start love. The average man can't prove up most of the things that he chooses to speak of, and still run research and find out the root of the truth that you seek of. Scholars teach in universities and claim that they're smart and cunning. Tell them find a cure when we sneeze and that's when their nose stop running. And the rich get stitched up when we get cut. Wanna heal them broken bones in the bush with the wet mud. Can you read signs? Can you read stars? Can you make peace? Can you fight war? Can you milk cows even though you drive cars? Can you survive against all odds now? Who wrote the Quran? And was it a lightning storm that gave birth to the earth and then dinosaurs were born? Dang. Who made up words? Who made up numbers? And what kind of spell is mankind under? Everything on the planet we preserve and can it. Microwave it, try it, no matter what, we'll survive it. What's you? What's man? What's human? Anything along the land we consuming. Eating, deleting, ruin. Trying to get paper. What? Gotta have land, gotta have acres. True. So I can sit back like Jack Nicholson, watch play the game like the Lakers. In a world full of 52 fakers, gypsy seances, mystical prayers. You superstitious, throw salt over your shoulders, make a wish for the day, cuz like somebody got a doll of me. Sticking needles in my artery, but I can't feel it. Sometimes it's like part of me, but I got a real big spirit. A fearless. Don't you try to grab hold of my soul. It's like a military soldier since 7 years old. I held real dead bodies in my arms, felt their body turn cold. Oh, why are we born in the first place if this is how we gotta go? Dang. Savali. Patience.
Yeah.
This song has been brought to you by Let Me Know Podcast. New episode every week, available on all streaming platforms.